I've heard it said that one thing you can learn by watching the clock is that it passes time by keeping its hands busy. Several places in the Bible, we see lessons about people who are diligent and those who are idle. You can find them in Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, Thessalonians, as well as in other books throughout Scripture. Each of these passages shares a similar teaching. There's a direct correlation between hard work and reward. A lazy person should not be surprised when ruin is in the consequences of his choices. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Sow your seed in the morning, and do not idle in the evening, for you do not know whether morning or evening sowing will succeed, or whether both of them alike will be good. Not every seed produces a perfect harvest. You can't plant an acre of corn and hope for a 20-acre harvest. In other words, don't live your life with the attitude that a little work is good enough. There is no guarantee that there will be any significant result from your limited effort. Your little investment of time and energy may not be enough for even a small return. On the other hand, if you invest more energy than is expected into a project, you may be surprised with the amount of return your investment of energy brings. You see, our work, our productivity, tends to multiply as we continue on in a project. It's said that a building project's longest single investment of time goes into the laying of the foundation. Once that time has been spent, the rest of the structure can proceed with relative speed. Proverbs 19, laziness casts into a deep sleep, and an idle man will suffer hunger. So remember, if you must kill time, work it to death.